This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Israel has resumed military operations in Gaza as the week-long truce expired Friday. Wrapping up intense diplomacy in the region, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken blamed Hamas for the end of the pause, but is urging for another one. White House Bureau Chief Patsy Wittakuswara has this report.
Scenes of devastation in Rafah refugee camp as Israel resumes its bombardment following the end of the week-long truce. Meanwhile, rockets were fired from northern Gaza toward Israel. The two sides blamed each other. Speaking from Dubai, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken joined Israel in blaming Hamas.
Hamas reneged on commitments it made. In fact, even before the pause came to an end, it committed an atrocious terrorist attack in Jerusalem, killing three people, wounding others, including Americans.
The truce ended early Friday as Blinken left Israel. Hamas accused him of giving Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu permission to resume strikes.
It was clear yesterday that the Israeli side wants to go back to fighting, as several ideas were put forward by mediators, and we accepted three of them. And despite that, the Israeli side said no, 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 every time.
Another truce could restart if both parties agree. Blinken said the U.S. is pushing for it. Patsy Wittakuswara, VOA News, Washington.
Lebanon's militant Hezbollah group has attacked several Israeli army posts along the border, and two Lebanese citizens, a woman and her son, were killed when Israel shelled the village of Houla in southern Lebanon, according to security officials. Friday's attacks were the first by Hezbollah along the Lebanon-Israel border since the start of a truce last week between Israel and Gaza's militant Hamas group, a U.S.-designated terrorist group, which is an ally of Hezbollah. For additional stories, visit VOA.